Some people see this as a rule for rule's sake.
Yeah.
Others are arguing if you change this weird law that doesn't exist in most other states,
right,
it could end a type of business as we know it.
Mm.
And both arguments are valid.
Okay.
But we may have to keep in mind here, if this changes with what's going on in the world of alcohol, a beloved place for a lot of people in the greater Rochester area, and yeah, it really is,
mm-hmm,
could eventually be no more.
Mm.
And I want you to take with a grain of salt everything that falls out of this man's mouth over the next 15 minutes. Oh, the things
with
that
my
you
own
just
drunken eyes.
You just made. You can't hide these drunken eyes. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Folks in New York State want their wine, and they want it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
A new study shows that 8 in 10 New York State residents want to be able to buy wine at the grocery store. And that is a massive jump from the same poll that they did back in 2023. There is something ready to be voted on for state lawmakers that would make this possible.
Mm.
And not only would the new measure give grocery stores the ability to apply for what they call a wine license, it would also give them an opportunity to offer wine tastings in store as long as the winery or the farmers were there serving the wine. Now, Tommy, you can see why people want this.
Oh, yeah. Give me my wine.
You want this.
Yeah.
Even though you don't drink wine.
No, because, well, I'll get my liquor eventually.
Ah, there's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing.
Gateway.
Oh, yeah.
Only 10 states, New York included, don't allow the sale of wine in grocery stores. And it turns out this law dates all the way back to Prohibition.
Mm.
There are some states, however, where it is wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Florida, for example, you could buy anything.
So in Florida, you can shop and drink a glass of wine while you shop. So they have these wine machines where you just put in your credit card, press how much wine you want. They give you a stem glass you can walk around with.
Oh, I forgot. That was under their stand as long as you can law.
Yes. So, but in Florida, even when I was a kid, when I worked in the grocery business, they sold wine in the store. So there was a wine aisle you had to stock.
Do they sell liquor too?
No.
Okay, so there are some states. So
Louisiana sells liquor and everything. Matter of fact, some of the stores have like their own brands of bourbon.
Okay. Wegmans bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Danny's favorite. So, Tommy, you're all in on grocery store selling.
Yeah, it does not hurt the business.
Okay. And you, okay. I love how you just jumped the gun. Whoa, according to
my statistics in my head,
okay,
doesn't hurt the business.
They don't.
Now, I understand why people would want to see what Wegmans and Topps would be able to do with food pairings, the presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw what they did with craft beer. Kimmy, their craft beer aisles are pretty remarkable. But you know what the potential issue is here. The end of the neighborhood liquor store.
It's not going to kill it.
Please tell me why.
The same way the craft beer business in the stores did not kill the craft beer business, it exploded.
Oh, no kidding. So you want to go to AJ's Beer Warehouse tomorrow in Henrietta?
It's open, isn't it?
No, it closed.
They closed?
Yeah, it did.
What about Beers of the World? Yeah, they're open.
They're still, but they've been around for like 50 years.
But so all these craft beer joints that you can that are packaged stores, you can go in the Three Heads.
Uh-huh.
And buy their beer.
Yes, you can.
And take it home.
Yes, you can. No,
and I can also go to Wegmans and buy their beer. It didn't kill
that
business.
No, but Three Heads would want their beer in Wegmans because it allows them to
sell more
beer. No, but
your theory is it would kill their business.
This is different. If it was, if we had a Jack Daniel's distillery here in Rochester.
When?
I would say you're right. Let's sell them at both places. These liquor stores are.
You're talking your mom and pop.
You got it.
Okay, first of all.
Which are usually right outside of grocery stores.
It's not going to hurt any city liquor store at all.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Because there's no grocery stores in there. So they have no competition for the city.
Sure, 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 sure.
And it does not hurt the mom and pops because it didn't kill it in Florida.
Okay.
And Florida is wide open.
All right, so the phone number is 252 WCMF.
And you can buy a gun at the liquor store down there.
The phone number is 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Stop making those noises. Now, forgive me for not believing you, who just makes up
Mr.
stuff
Florida.
When he wants
family
what he
down
wants.
There.
You told me last time we had this
My
discussion.
Alcoholic father died in that state, son, defending his right to drink.
I need my gun back for my right to drink. You told me last time we had this discussion that it was a big old liquor store that was still open next to the grocery store. And that's what was remarkable. It was so big. It was like a grocery store liquor. But even the mom and pops now all of a sudden Kimmy got inserted into this conversation.
No.
Was that gun back again?
Next to the Publix down there that I went to.
Yeah.
There was in the same strip mall where there was a mom and pop liquor store.
But they don't sell liquor.
Yes, but they sell wine.
Okay. So here's the problem. Mm-hmm. And maybe I should have shared this with you before you started running your damn mouth.
What?
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Specifically, okay, first of all, wine and liquor sales nationally are down.
We got to get that back up, bro.
Specifically for wine. Wine sales dropped almost 10% last year at both restaurants and liquor stores. So the liquor store industry is already hurting.
So we need to get these drinkers back in.
If you add grocery stores being able to sell wine, that could be the knockout blow to the mom and pops. And I agree with you. City liquor stores will not close. No. I also agree with you because you shop at big liquor stores. Those probably will find a way to make it.
Just
and the country
variety.
Liquor store ain't going to get hurt either, man.
Okay, that's not necessarily true.
Country liquor.
But it's the corner, neighborhood, small town places that will be most hurt by this. The little liquor stores in every town will be devastated if you allow Wegmans, Tops, whoever to sell wine. And you know it's true. It's like you think everyone lives your life. I go to the biggest liquor store in town. It's in bad grocery store or something associated with the grocery store. So because I don't have to go to the corner place that's in Fairport or Henrietta or Greece or Gates, we should be able to do this.
Well, I signed a petition. Went back in the day when they had that petition out when you went to the liquor store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I signed it.
Yeah.
But I also signed the grocery store one. Well, I wanted to support both.
That's not how that works.
Oh.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Should New York allow wine sales in the grocery store?
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if I'm going grocery shopping, because there's always, like, especially near every Wegmans, there's always, like, a little liquor store, like, right in the plaza Wegmans. If I just am going for wine and I have to pick up a few things, I'm walking right past that liquor store to go into Wegmans. You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably not going to stop at both.
No, but
and
that's weird.
I'm
no,
guessing like that's what most people, if that's the only thing on their list is that is wine, well, you're probably just going to do a one-stop shop if you can.
Oh, so maybe they could like survive by doing puppet shows or something.
No, but like
$1 to see the puppet show.
But Wegmans will probably buy them out.
No, they wouldn't have to.
Yeah, they'll buy it because they'll get their spirit business and they'll own it underneath a different name.
They already have stuff.
Yeah, that's what they did.
No. Hear me out.
They force the little guy out, but he gets paid.
No, they wouldn't have to buy out the little guy. They would just have to sell for long enough where the little guy goes out of business.
No, but they want that spirit business,
too.
No,
okay.
That's what they did.
So,
that's what they did with Century
you
and
Lisa. You want liquor in the store, too, which completely obliterates liquor stores.
Yes.
And no, I'm telling you right now.
Business evolves, Pat.
That does, yes. Okay.
The reason why we don't make cannonballs anymore or buggy ones.
My God, what I would give for a cannonball right now. Because you're dressed like a man that could be killed by a cannonball.
I will say, though, I'm also not like a wine snob. So I don't know how many, like the percentage of wine drinkers that like to go for a specific kind or variety. If that's the case, like maybe it doesn't affect it at all.
Oh, the higher end wine.
You know?
But I will say this, when I went into that Wegmans in Virginia, they had that.
Oh, the old Wegmans in Virginia where I got hit by a cannonball.
Yeah, what was the variety like?
It was massive.
Really?
Oh, I mean, it looked like they had every kind of, it looked like if you went to Century, that high-end stuff, it looked like they had all of it in there.
And it was weird. Like every hour, there was a new mom-and-pop liquor store opening every 15 feet. It was, everyone was having success and doing awesome, and then you just admitted that Wegmans is going to run them out of business.
It was so nice.
Okay.
I mean, convenience kills things. What are you going to do?
Let's talk about
that. It's business.
Let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 8 in 10 New Yorkers want the ability to buy wine at grocery stores now. It's a massive increase from the same poll that was done a year ago. We are only one of 10 states in America that does not allow wine in grocery stores. What makes this extra complicated is in the last year, wine specifically, sales have dropped almost 10% in restaurants and liquor stores. And the argument being made for keeping wine out of grocery stores is if you allow wine to be sold in Wegmans and Tops and all these or wherever, it will be the death blow to the mom-and-pop corner liquor store. You brought up convenience.
Yes.
Okay. When you allow something that you want simply for the convenience, you eventually lose the convenience down the road.
Like what?
For example.
What do you got?
If I needed, back in the day, a pair of pants for something. Let's say I got a thing for my wife. I go to put on my slacks, put on too much weight.
Right.
All right, I got to find a pair of pants.
You're
right
drinking
now.
So much wine now.
Yeah, nice pair of slacks. 20 years ago, I could run out, and there were 20 stores in my area that would have a wide selection of pants. I could be home in an hour with my new pants.
Yeah.
So then Amazon showed up, and they sold the slacks slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
And they can get those slacks to my door in 2 days.
So now I'm slacking.
Yeah, but see, I need the slacks tonight.
Mm.
So,
well,
folks,
just overnight.
Here's the thing.
What?
Tonight, overnight, a day, or...
Well, you just run to the mall and get your goddamn pants.
Here's the problem. Right. Folks out of convenience did just that. They started ordering from Amazon, which wiped out a bunch of places locally to buy slack. So now, if I am in that same pinch, not only do I have fewer places to go, which takes more time, less competition means I'm paying locally more for my slacks. And the same thing is going to happen with liquor.
But you're never going to stop it.
Yes, you can.
How?
Legislation. That's why this law exists.
No, but then they lobby and then they pay
off.
They've
been lobbying for 20 years.
But did they pay? Hey, I don't get that.
That's how important this is.
Man, they got to start slipping these guys.
Okay. Look.
A little under the tea business.
If mom and pop liquor places die, you will be forced to go to places like Market View or
White
House.
People find other things to rob.
Or other major joints. And don't get me wrong, the big places do a great job. But not everyone is close to places like that.
Well, actually, I don't think it hurts the country stores.
No.
And I don't think it hurts city
all right,
liquor
so
stores.
So I live in Henrietta. I have two little liquor stores around the corner from my house. It's 15 minutes
from Wegmans. Oh, you live way the hell out there.
Not that far.
You're going to run to your mom and pop booze.
If you don't live in Henrietta or Pittsburgh, you could be living in a world, where you're driving 20 minutes to get a bottle of tequila. No joke.
Tequila.
Kimmy, do you want to live in a world where you got to drive 20 minutes to get a bottle of tequila?
In my village, we like walk 20 miles for a tequila. Out of a well.
I don't know how many times we have to hear. I'm not listening to you. I don't know
even
how many times.
Shut public.
Up. Kimmy, how many times do we have to hear people talk about how great it was back in the day to be able to walk into some old school store and get exactly what they wanted? They went and killed it by shopping online, and now they want to do this, the exact same thing. Do we not learn a lesson?
I wonder what the percentage of people is, though, that just when you're buying wine, that's the only errand you're running, or if it's one of those things where you're going to get more people buying it just because you're out doing other things.
Hmm.
So you're going to sell more wine is what you're saying? That's probably good.
Maybe you could just sell more wine overall by doing this. You know what I mean?
Understood.
Like, maybe you're not really taking away because that person wasn't going out and buying it.
You're not getting their money
anyway.
That
wasn't their intent in the beginning.
You're never going to get their money.
Well, but it would be taking away because if they have to close because they're losing wine sales that they would have had
but
to
I'm
a grocery
maybe
store.
Maybe that person wasn't going to go out and, I don't know. Maybe it was more of an impulse buy for people. I don't know.
All right. Look, we've been rambling.
Maybe you got to help Wegmans out. Maybe they're hurting for money.
No, I hear you, man. That Ferrari, he's got to get it through the car wash.
Hey, bro, you think of the upkeep on that thing.
252 WCMF. We've been rambling, and although we're super smart, there are other people that are also smart. Betty's on CMF. Hey, Betty, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to talk about this wine thing with you guys.
Yeah.
You forget loyalty to the small store. I'm not going to go to Wegmans unless I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I just have to buy a bottle for a dinner. But if I want to know about wine, I'm going to go to the wine and liquor store.
Okay, so Betty, here's the thing. I love your spirit. I love the idea.
This is Betty Booze.
And we love to think that we have that kind of loyalty. Stop saying baby to Betty. Betty's a classy lady.
Betty Boozy Baby?
Betty Boozy Betty, Betty Booty. Bye-bye. But Betty, I grew up in Gates. You a West Sider?
Yeah.
Okay. All Betty's are West Side, man. You think there's an East Side Betty? Yeah.
Okay, here's why I bring that up. Where I grew up, there were a ton of mom-and-pop Italian bakeries, right? And they did a fantastic job with bread and subs and cookies, like second to none. And, Betty, I always assumed that people were loyal to those places because they grew up, they were generational. Those places don't really exist anymore. And the last one that closed, Kimmy, that was across from the Lye Lab Wegmans, said that they could not compete because no one was going to spend $6 for a loaf of bread that they could get for three at Wegmans. And if you're not going to...
Martichello's.
Yeah, Martichello's, yes. So
a lot of people miss that rude customer service you always get at those places. Next!
Well, but
hurry up, honey!
But that could be different, though.
You missed the service at the end because it wasn't there.
But
we all still supported them.
They're out of business, Betty!
But that could be different, though, because you're talking about a difference in prices.
The son-in-law decided that he needed to try something else, and then when he tried it, he's going back.
No, I get it, but they're not doing the subs. Look, I mean, Betty, I use Monticello's as just one example of, like, five different places I went through this in Gates and Greece. And, Betty, we like to think we're loyal, and you're right, Kimmy. Maybe it is a financial thing, but you're going to tell me Wegmans won't be able to undercut the liquor stores?
That's what my point is. Like,
undercut, and yes, if I'm at Wegmans, I will buy the cheap bottle of wine because I like the cheap bottle of wine.
Cheap, boozy
Betty. But I don't think it's going to hurt my spirits and liquor store because they have knowledge Wegmans does not have.
Wegmans is going to go hire the most knowledge. Tommy likes to say they send everyone to Italy to learn how to make spaghetti.
Standing there helping people out.
What was that about?
It's a long story. Betty, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Spunky. No, Kimmy, I mean, I think we're being naive to think that.
I also know a lot of wine drinkers that are on like a loyalty program at a lot of those places.
You mean like a shopper's club?
Kind of like that, but for your liver.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I don't think Wegmans is giving you free bottles of wine every, you know, five purchases. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're talking about a grocery store that's trying to build brand loyalty?
I mean, they will if they're, to get your
business. I've never gotten anything free from Wegmans, have you?
My wife got a gift card because we spent so much money at Wegmans last year.
Yeah, but you argued with her that that didn't exist.
I did. I was an idiot. I was an absolute idiot, but it does actually exist. Wow. Look.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I know people who are regulars that I don't think it's going to kill your regulars.
Okay. All right.
The booze will kill your regulars, but not like way you're thinking.
Yes.
But they will die sooner than later.
I'm not saying that I'm right here, mm-hmm. all right? Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this happens eventually, and everything is fine, and these two places can live in harmony. But look, man, haven't we seen? I'm not even know why I'm pleading.
No,
you already
listen.
Got your mind made up.
No.
Cannonball outfit. Haven't we seen enough places that we thought would be here forever go away because we stopped or it became convenient somewhere else, and as soon as they're gone, we go, well, yeah, it's not the America I used to know. Why did I kill this and I'm mad about it now? Oh, let's do the same thing.
I think things are cyclical. Yeah, maybe
I'm going to back that up and try it again.
Cyclical.
Let's pop it in reverse and try and get back off the cyclical exit.
What is it called?
Cyclical.
Like a back and forth.
Yeah. No, it goes cyclical is in a circle. Cycle.
That's
cyclical.
A cycle. What's a cyclical?
Cycle is that word. But
what's a
with
cyclical?
No, I can't even.
Cycle,
like a motorcycle.
Cyclical is that guy? Is you see that guy standing there
like
that's about to take you to hell? He's holding a cyclical.
All right. I think eventually these hipsters are going to want these individual little wine
these
joints,
hipsters.
And they'll come back around just like he did with beer and everything.
Did you
else,
not hear me tell
and
you
record store?
Did you not hear me tell you that wine sales are down 10%? You
but
know why?
Right
you
now.
Know why?
Why?
Because those hipsters, those young people that you brought up,
young hipsters aren't young people.
I understand.
Anymore.
I'm talking his language.
He's talking down to me, right?
Yes, that's exactly what
understand.
I'm doing. Because you're the dumbest person I've ever met.
They're
not drinking alcohol.
Level. Well, we need to fix that, Pat.
Okay. They're going on for that mocktail stuff that we've talked about.
Mocktail.
Well, you know what
you're going to get? No tail with mocktail. Enjoy your Saturday night with your hand jam.
Just say words, please. Please.
This is a little bit unrelated.
Hand jam.
But you know what I've been getting a lot of ads for, and it seems like it is directed at younger people, and I've even seen it popping up in bars, is like it's the, and I don't even know if these have THC in them, but they're like mocktail. Mocktails with
weed,
CBD, and stuff like that in them, and I feel like that's what a lot of people are turning to.
So that still gets you buzzed.
Yeah, but I guess the idea would be
different buzz. I don't know if it has weed in it. They make it seem like it does, but I don't know if that's legal,
well,
so I don't know.
There's been a lot of studies released recently about how bad alcohol is for you.
Yeah.
So maybe the idea is that's safer. Again, I don't know. I haven't seen any research, not that I could read it anyway, because I work with a guy that just said the word cyclical.
Cyclical.
Cyclical. That's how they say it in Italy at, Olindo's and Marticello's and all
next.
That.
Next! Hurry up, buddy. You're lying behind you. Ain't got all day. Get your egg clears and get out of here.
Worth it for that sub, man. Worth it for that sub. When you think tourist attractions, you don't really think the greater Rochester area.
Well, it had to be a name.
Yeah.
Something big.
I mean, like, with the exception of, like, Strong Museum of Play, Wine Country, some historical stuff, and we're not overloaded with it. But a town on the west side was just given a bunch of money to make their tourist efforts bigger.
To spruce it up?
Well, no, because it sounds like they've already got something going on.
Well, they need money.
Well, that's just it. Maybe we in the break room missed something going on here
the
last couple of years.
I love seeing touristy stuff.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it.
Yeah.
Two towns from our area are getting some money from the state of New York for their downtown.
Mm.
The state ran a competition called the Finger Lakes Downtown Revitalization Project. And all these towns went up against each other.
See
showing
if they
like,
qualify.
Well, this is what we're going to use the money for. Mm. We want to increase tourism. So the first place getting money is not all that surprising.
Who's that?
Canandaigua will be getting more. We'll be getting $10 million, to become a recreational and residential hot hub of the Finger Lakes. And that makes sense.
Mm.
They got a ton of people coming through the area in the summer. They make a lot of money for Ontario County, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other town, however, is surprising. The town of Brockport is getting cash for being a, quote, thriving and culturally rich future for the region and for its efforts to transform its downtown into a tourist attraction.
So what's so touristy about Brockport?
Are there, like, historic things we're unaware of? I mean, I know they're on the canal.
Like, why would you go there outside of the college?
I mean, it's a cute little town. It's a cute little college town.
Yeah, but no, I'm not.
It's okay. But think, it doesn't blow me away.
But you would think that, like.
Last time you were in Brockport.
My car doesn't go there.
You would think
there are plenty of those little spots, you know.
There are a million of them.
In New York, especially.
Okay, so here's the thing. Right. No, I'm with you, Kimmy. I'm with you.
Especially, did they say anything in particular?
Nope, nothing specific. Did we, in the break room, miss something going on in Brockport the last couple of years? 252 WCMF? Not that Brockport isn't nice, like Kimmy said. Right?
It's okay.
It's quaint.
No, it's a quaint little place.
Quaint. But I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, hey, we're going to spend the day or the weekend
strolling through Brockport.
Brockport.
Because it's a college town, does that kind of count it as a tourist town? Because there are so many people probably coming in from all places to, you know, visit the school.
But you can make
That's the school.
Yeah.
But it's right there. I mean, it's in town.
But you can make that argument for any town that has a college.
I mean, I'm thinking of areas
Henrietta?
I mean, it's not a summer town. Like, you don't go there in the summer like you go to Canandaigua.
No.
Right?
No. I mean, the only body of water is a canal.
Right.
So,
but the canal runs through the entire, you know, area, so big deal.
From Albany to Buffalo.
Did you just say the canal runs through the town, so big deal?
Isn't that what Pittsburgh centers itself on?
I mean, she's right there.
What? You can't say that and then have your take on Pittsburgh.
Checkpoint. Checkmate. Checkpoint on the canal. Checkmate.
Like, I would, I mean,
Brockport probably has gazebos, too.
No, but like, Sodas Point.
That should be the t-shirt they sell for tourism. Brockport has gazebos, too.
Yeah, but they're like West Side.
What's a West Side gazebo?
Got dirty graffiti on it. Probably got the C word and the P word up there, thinking it's funny.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, like, I would say give it to someplace that's a touristy area in the summer, like Sodas Point.
Well, no, but they...
Where you legitimately have a draw there in the summertime, and it's closed up in the winter.
No, but here's the thing. We can admit, as a show, that we are ignorant to the village of Brockport, the town of Brockport, because we don't go there. My daughter plays on the SUNY campus.
But you go there. What do you see?
What I was about, if you would let me finish this effing sentence.
Stinky beat-up hockey shed?
I have not. It's one of the greatest rinks in Rochester. I love that joint.
And it's still stinky and beat-up.
Doesn't matter. I haven't gone into the town in like 20 years.
Well, you're missing, bro.
No, but that's just it. Maybe I am. I don't know. I haven't been there.
All right.
So maybe there is something going on that we just haven't heard of, because you're not going to go to Brockport for anything. I don't have a reason to go to Brockport. I mean, there haven't really been a lot of stories about Brockport, so you would think if something was going on, we'd be hearing about it. But this does make for an interesting discussion.
What's that?
What is the most popular local tourist destination for locals? A place you can spend the day or maybe a night within 45 minutes of the center of the city of Rochester that is the most touristy. And I think we can all agree Canandaigua was number one. We can take that off the board.
Yeah.
All right, so past that.
See, how long of a drive you said?
45 minutes. Center of the city of Rochester. Right. After Canandaigua, what is the most popular local tourist place for locals?
That you're going to stay?
You're either spend the whole day or stay overnight for like a romantic evening or a fun night. What do you got, Kimmy?
I'm going to say Hamlin Beach.
Okay, what a terrible first shot.
You don't know people at camp.
You don't know campers.
I'm glad you heard it the way that I heard it. You think you know campers? You don't know campers.
She's right. Like, we don't know
people
campers.
People go out that way just with like their RVs and stuff, and it's like a little mini like destination getaway for local people.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. We'll put Hamlin on there. Tommy, what's your first shot?
I was thinking, I already said Sodas, but I was also thinking of Pulteneyville, which is a cute little town right on the water.
Is that within 45 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pulteneyville?
Yeah, where, you know, Phil had the pickle and all that, those joints up there.
Okay.
It's a really cute little area, and it's right on the water.
I think you're blowing past way obvious ones here.
What am I blowing?
Well, where you live. I think Pittsburgh. You could spend the day walking around showing place and get dinner and drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can even spend the night at a place like a Del Monte for a romantic evening.
Yeah, if you want to drop some bank. Yeah.
I think you could put Fairport up there. There are enough things now where you can do a whole day, right?
It's popping.
There's not really a hotel, though. That Main Street is cute.
No, but you can cop a nice buzz on that Main Street.
If you check in for the West Side, you can Charlotte outside of Hamlin, right? Why are you making a face for Charlotte?
Well, I don't
you know
think
we have cameras.
I don't think people are staying there. Like you might go there to grab a bite to eat and you know maybe walk the pier or something.
What are you sleeping in your car?
But are you staying there?
You can
all, you know, yeah, are you staying the night?
You can, no, okay, stay
in the
night.
You see a lot of dirty words?
Stay in the night is no.
I think that's what I got out of your question.
Let's,
was
you spend the day, though.
Where you would spend right. the night.
Okay. Let's go the day, because, like, right. you could travel to Skinny Alice, spend the day, and come home, but that's too far from okay. what yeah. we're talking about here. Like, when it comes to Charlotte, you can eat and drink your way up Lake Avenue, you can spend the day at the beach, there's historical stuff down there, they do concerts, events, you got the merry-go-round down in that area. I think Charlotte is a tourist area on the west side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you want to go with Pletnyville. Let's all go to Pletnyville.
It's a lot nicer.
Hey, where you going? Pletnyville.
It's Pletnyville.
That's what I said.
It's a very nice
It's
harder to say Pletnyville.
Pletnyville.
It's said. Quaint.
Pletny.
Charlotte ain't quaint,
Charlotte's
bro.
Very quaint.
Bro, quaint.
It's old school, man.
Yeah, it's old school, all right.
You know, it's so funny, like, what you see coming from the outside of Rochester versus what I see.
It's probably different because I see it. Also see it through, like, my childhood eyes of playing on the playground there and going on the carousel. So I... Do we see it differently because we grew up here?
No, that's what I mean. Like, I see old Rochester in Charlotte where he sees...
It's got like a it's got a nice Ukrainian vibe to it.
Why is that?
Like, recently.
Yeah, no, there's a lot, like, recently. 252-WCMF.
You hear tanks in the distance.
Canandaigua and Brockport are getting money from the state as part of their Finger Lakes Downtown Revitalization Project. The money is for tourism and things like that. But Brockport is shocking to us because we didn't know that Brockport was turning itself into a tourist destination.
They better cash that check quick before they think about it.
Let's talk to Marcy. She's on CMF. Hey, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, darling. How are you today?
Oh, I miss you so much.
Of course you do. What I think is, they did some waterfront revitalization in Brockport. It's very pretty. They have a little park and a building where you can find out. There's history there.
Yeah, they bought a power washer.
You can get... Shut up. No one's talking to you. You can rent a kayak, whatever. It's small, but it's really kind of sweet. It's nice. The shops in the center of town, in the village, pretty much look the same as they did 50 years ago. I mean, it's nicely maintained. It's not a metropolis. But they've definitely put in time and energy into maintaining the village. Now, the other thing is, you can actually find parking there on the side street.
Oh, Tommy perked
up.
Free parking.
Free parking. and sometimes, like in Fairport or Pittsford, that can be a little more problematic if it's busy. You know, they probably had to show some skin in the game. And this waterfront revitalization they did probably demonstrated that they're putting monies into it. So to put more money in by getting a grant or winning this thing, you know, showed that they're in that direction.
I love how Tommy does not know how to deal with an intelligent woman making coherent
points.
Well,
when I calls, I'll bite back.
Listen, you know, the other thing is, from downtown, because they extended 531, it takes about only a half hour to get, like,
and you're
from
in paradise,
Park
baby.
Avenue to Brockport. It doesn't take that long. So there's a lot of things that recommend Brockport. I mean, I've lived, you know, obviously I was not born in Orleans County.
What?
But I've been out here for
years.
Yeah, of course, darling. But what I'm saying is that they've demonstrated that they're moving in that direction.
Right.
So it's been,
it's,
you know,
it's popping, bro.
It's been noticed.
Look, I got to tell you, she sold me. I'm going.
Right.
Marcy sold me on Brockport. I'm going to check it out.
Come on out. We'll have a drink. Ooh. It'll be nice.
All right. I'm going to hit on you the whole time. I hope you're okay with that, Marcy.
Jeez, that's elder abuse stuff.
That is
love you.
Love you, Marcy. I love her. I love Marcy.
What's that accent that gets you?
No, but she's like, she's so sweet. And then she yells at you, which is great.
We're getting a bunch of people tweeting at us, Letchworth.
Okay, yeah. That's is that 45 minutes from downtown, though?
It's got to be close.
It's going to be tight. It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When I talk tourism, I want to draw two lines.
Yeah, that's a state park. It's a little different.
I hear your point about Hamlin. And you're right, but that's like a self-contained thing, right? Not a lot of people are going to spend money in the town of Hamlin or the Hamlin.
Oh, you're
of Hamlin.
Saying like the town itself.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's its own separate thing.
And the same with
like
Letchworth.
Like a main street.
Yes, yeah. I know there are some small businesses around it, like the bowling alley, Letchworth Pines, which Tommy and I brought the house down several times doing stand-up on a bowling alley lane.
Got a beer thrown at me.
But like... You know, you're not going to spend a ton of money going to Letchworth in that community. You're not going to spend a ton of money going to Hamlin in that community. If you go to Fairport, Pittsford, Canandaigua, places like this, the money stays there.
Yeah.
Businesses are built up. So outside of Fairport, Pittsford, Charlotte, what other Rochester local places can you spend a day being a tourist?
Well, I think of like Clifton Springs has a cute little downtown.
That's more than 45 minutes, and I know
is?
That because my dermatologist is out there.
Is that far?
Yeah.
What about Geneva? We got that, too.
Geneva might be a little far too.
That might be.
That's not what you wanted. That's not what you wanted to say, though, is it? Okay, let's say Geneva. It's not too far.
What the hell you doing down there?
What are you talking about?
What are you gonna do down there?
Wait, they got beautiful wineries. Yeah, they got Bellhurst Castle.
Yeah.
No, that's a.
That's
no. That's Aurora. Is not.
Oh, I'm thinking of Geneseo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Geneseo.
It's Geneva.
Geneva.
Geneseo's nice too. I like Geneseo.
Yeah. Geneva does have some stuff. It does have a nice area. Yeah, it's also got a little.
It's got a little this.
It's got a little that. It's got a little downtown vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it gets a little. We've heard some rough stories down there.
Yeah, again, you don't go there, so you don't know.
No, I drive through it quickly. Off to the castle.
It's funny, like when you think of the other towns in the Greater Rochester area, like you can't really spend a day in Greece being a tourist. You can't You can't spend a day in Henrietta being a tourist. Like those are the more functional towns.
Yeah.
Like they got plenty to do, but it's like grocery shopping and buying pants, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to be quaint, Kimmy, to be a tourism draw in upstate New York?
Well, quaint helps.
Kimmy, what is wrong with your voice?
Either quaint or you have to have something that the town is centered around. You know what I mean? Like some piece of history or something.
It has to be beautiful.
It doesn't. I don't think it has to be beautiful. I think it has to be
interesting. Quaint's got
to
be pretty.
No, I think it has to be interesting or unique in some way. I mean, don't think that necessarily goes hand in hand with beautiful.
To her point, like Canandaigua, Pittsford, Charlotte, Brockport.
They look like postcards.
But they're quaint places. Yeah. But again, it doesn't. She's right. I don't think it necessarily has to be beautiful.
You would go out of your way to see something if you thought it was going to be something that no other town had, whether or not it's quaint.
Look, you brought up Clifton Springs, and I really like Clifton Springs. There's a great restaurant there that makes the best bread I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call Clifton Springs beautiful.
But it looks kind of quaint.
It looks quaint country, but it's not beautiful.
Oh, I always say if it's quaint, it's got to look good.
Well, when you put it that way, I almost find if it's quaint, it'll look good. I didn't think about it like that. There are some towns that feel like they have potential.
Oh.
Scottsville.
Hmm.
When's the last time either of you were in Scottsville?
Can't think.
Okay, you got a cute Main Street. It's very old school looking. You got a Wacket Creek right down there for like the fish and tourism crowd.
Too close to the airport.
No, it's not.
Scottsville? It's right there.
No, it's not right there.
Bro, you can hear the airport.
You're a full 15 minutes away from the airport, maybe more. Look, if they found a way to put more unique businesses on Main Street in Scottsville, that town would be a place folks would travel to spend the day in. It would just take like one really high-end restaurant to open up in that place, and I know it would be a risk. But it would work. I don't know if the people of the town would want that. But, like, I live around the corner from Scottsville. There's a little ice cream place there. There's a cute little diner. It's called the Scottsville Diner. Hard to miss. But I like going out to Scottsville.
Okay.
You can only spend, like, half an hour there before you're out of stuff to do.
Wait, that's the problem. Like, would you go there in the summertime?
No, because, again, there's Salvatore's, there's ice cream shop, and there's a diner.
You're only kind of thinking outdoor activities.
Yeah, I am, because that's what everybody's jonesing. And nobody's taking a ride right now to look at crap in the middle of bleak.
I don't know. They're tourist destinations for winter activities.
Where are you going?
In New York. I mean, just go upstate. The further upstate you go, the more you got skiing, you got...
Right, but I'm saying, like, why would I go to Scottsville in the middle of winter?
No, I understood, but why would I go to Pittsford? Why would I go to Charlotte? Why would I go to Rockport or, you know, Fairport? I mean, you're right. This is mostly summer-centric.
Yeah, you need a body of water to make it work.
Well, we got a Wacket Creek in Scottsville.
A Wacket Creek. Probably some grimy little creek.
No, it's big for fly fishing.
Right. Oh, there you go. Fly fishing.
Fly fishing and a beer.
All right, that's nice.
And then you get your wife, like, you know, one of them high-end boutiques that a lady does as, like, a side project that a sweater costs, like, $140, much like Skinny Atlas.
Mm.
Yeah. We'll take one more call.
Okay.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to John. John, you got the last word, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Duffy, if you guys are going to throw Geneva in there, you might want to throw or consider Seneca Falls.
All right, so let's talk about Seneca Falls. Sorry, go ahead, John.
Seneca Falls has that, I guess, the shrine. It's where the movie Wonderful Life was based off of.
Sure.
But that's a rumor.
That's what they say, John.
That's not a rumor.
It's a rumor, John.
It's real.
It's real.
Spoke to the director's granddaughter this year.
Wait, so they filmed it there?
I spoke to the director's granddaughter this year. Had the pleasure of meeting her.
So they filmed it there?
No, they did not film it there. But that's where the there's actually a placard over the bridge where some guy lost his life.
You know what it says?
Somebody.
If you believe this placard, you a sucker, Christmas sucker.
Why would they put that plaque up? That seems counterproductive. Well,
that's
to
how
the
they
town.
Are out there.
By the way, isn't Seneca Falls like it's the home of women's suffrage? I would lead with that.
That's not why I went there, but sure.
Changes American history. You know, they might have had a movie that came from this place. John, Seneca Falls is very pretty. It's very quaint. I do like Seneca Falls.
It is, and it's got summer and winter, so it's one of those things you were talking about, because it is known for fishing. I'm not a fisherman, but lots of fishing going on down there. And the winter thing is kind of cool, too, just to go down there for the parade when they do that and commemorate the movie.
All right, there you go.
It was neat.
What don't they have to offer? John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Where's the Boxing Hall of Fame? It's near here.
Right? Canastillo. No, yeah. It's like 3 hours away.
Oh, it's a little far?
Yeah. It's a little ways away.
Yeah.
I forget that.
Isn't it Canis? Is it Canis? No.
No, it's oh, what like is it? East of yeah, east southeast kind of.
Canisodas.
Canisodas.
Yeah, can I get a Canisodas? No, it's isn't it? Damn it. Boxing Hall
I
of Fame.
Forgot what the town.
It's past Turning Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, is that far?
Yeah.
Why did they put it right in the middle of nowhere?
There's like a
Canistota.
Canistovia?
Canistabi.
Canistota. Canna High Life. Take a break.
Can of worms.
Shut up. You know, it may not seem like it, but we in the break room care about all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, sometimes we have to be like the stern parent, you know, yell every once in a while because we want the best for you. And because we love you all so much.
What happened?
You need to hear this story. If you're not paying attention, you may be getting pulled over and over and over again.
What are they doing now?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This week, New York State, the troopers, announced they are changing the color of their car.
So they're keeping the car just like new color.
You got it. Right. So the cars now, as you know, state trooper cars are blue with like the yellow stripe on the side, right? The new cars, which will slowly start to phase in while they phase out the old ones, will be a combo of a gray and gold color scheme. Okay. And they say they are making this change as a nod to the uniform colors that New York State troopers have worn for decades.
Okay.
Looks really sharp. Shiny new paint job. And this sucks.
Okay.
And here's why.
What?
Your brain is not ready for gray cop car.
No. Your eye is already trained to spot a certain style
a trooper car.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Or color or just look of it all, and now you're going to be confused.
Whether you realize it or not, yes, Kimmy's right. Your mind instantly registers what a cop car is based on the colors that we are used to seeing. City has white cop cars. Mm-hmm. Monroe County Sheriff's Department, midnight blue. Troopers, a little lighter blue right now. But here's the thing.
What's going on?
When you see this gray car out on 90 driving around or when you're out on country roads, you are not going to immediately recognize it as a cop car. And that's when they got you.
So it's going to blend.
You're going to get got. And it's not even blend. It's like that alarm bell goes off in your head when you see that shade of color you're aware a cop car is. Like if you grew up in Gates.
Spot it coming a mile away.
You got it. You grew up in Gates. You know what that blue looks like in the town of Gates. I see you. Nice try. But you ain't used to it, man.
I can already hear the arguments people are going to make against their speeding tickets. Well, I didn't know it was a car. Entrapment. Didn't know. Fooled me.
You know, we could sell a ton of t-shirts in the rock shop that said everything is entrapment.
Oh, I like that.
All right, I'm going to make the prediction
right now.
And this is a Pat Duffy guarantee. As they roll out these gray trooper cars, speeding tickets statewide will increase.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to take us a couple of months to get used to this gray vehicle.
Well, good. Let's nail these bastards.
Says man who has the most speeding tickets in the
room. But I got screwed.
Entrapment!
It's total entrapment.
I got a t-shirt you should buy.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
I mean, so Monroe County, the Sheriff's Department did this like 15, 20 years ago. They used to have white cars. They made the flip. It took forever to get used to the new sheriff's
car. Sometimes even when they change the type of car, not even the colors, but the type of car, that takes a little while to get used to.
You're absolutely right. And you know who I hate? I saw one of these on Saturday.
What'd you say?
It was someone in like a cop SUV with the light on it.
Oh.
It was a white car with black doors, but they weren't a cop. They were just driving that around.
Oh.
If you are someone who drives the old Crown Vic or the Impala or whatever with the police light on it, and you're not a cop.
Oh, that side, that floodlight?
You're a dick.
Yeah, every once in a while you see that move.
You're a dick.
You would think that you wouldn't want that only because people are going to slow down around you
time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got that cool spotlight.
You're always going to be stuck behind somebody going the speed limit, like exactly the speed limit, if not under.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Why do you want the spotlight?
I would just want one. I know I would screw it in once in a while. But it would be cool to have that side spotlight. Well, hey, what's going on over there?
You ever play with one?
Oh, yeah.
So you know, like when you turn the handle, it turns a different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You tell me every guy wouldn't want a side spotlight.
If you have cop car, not a cop, you are a dick.
Yes.
You're a dick, and you're doing for a reason. Like, you trying to be pretend cop over there with your spotlight? You don't need a spotlight.
Right, maybe a deer or stuff like that.
What does that do for
you? When you're driving? You can't use it while you're driving.
When nobody's around. You just want to
look at deer?
Like if you country driving. Oh, if I'm country driving, I got that thing on.
Bro, could you imagine?
You have brights on, most likely.
It's not the same.
Could you imagine coming around a corner on a country road and getting your eyes deep fried by that light right in your face?
Well, the cops use it.
Not when they're driving.
Yes, they do.
Nope. No, they have lights on the top of their...
Oh.
252 WCMF. State troopers announced this week that they are changing their car color. They'll start to phase out the old blue. It is a new gray and gold color scheme. And I'm telling you, man, people are going to get popped at a higher rate because we are not used to that color.
That'll pay for the paint jobs.
If police departments wanted to make roads safer, every town would have like 3 or 4 different colored cars.
Oh. Yeah, I'm surprised they don't do that.
Right?
Well, it could... You know how they always tell you if you're not sure if it's a police officer actually pulling you over, call 911 to confirm, or they'll let you know what to do. And that
that's only for the DA.
But that could...
everybody else. Just go.
I could imagine
call the chief of police of Webster. Hey, what's up, bud?
I could imagine that could cause some issues with people not wanting to pull over because they're not sure if they're a cop.
That's a really good point. And I mean, to your point, right? Like safety is over speeding tickets. Mm. So yeah. But I'm just saying, if they wanted to be sneaky, you would have to drive at the speed limit everywhere you were at all times. So you have no idea what color car is coming at you.
Yeah, true.
I'm over here, I'm over here, I'm over here, I'm over here. So consider this your warning.
That's it.
Right now, gray is the new blue when it comes to slamming the brakes on the throughway. And there will be a point, Kimmy, to what we were just talking about, where they will have both the new gray and the blue cars together while they're phasing out the blue cars.
So have they started doing this already?
So I've seen pictures of them. I don't know if they're on the road yet, but just be aware. I mean, hey. Beware.
Okay.
Gray and gold. Wow, that's a cool car, and I got a ticket. That's awesome. Thank you.